Welcome to Subtle Beast, everybody. I am your host, Foltz, sitting here with my lifelong friend and co-host, Mr. Steve Apostolopoulos. How are you, brother?
Oh, you know, I'm feeling good, man. Thank you for that very kind introduction. I feel a certain way tonight. I feel like we got something.
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, I'm feeling good. You're looking extremely relaxed over there. I'm kind of jealous.
Thank you. I feel very good in the studio tonight.
Yeah, we got a lot of good things to talk about tonight. Pretty exciting information. But, you know, as always, since I haven't seen you in a little over a week, we've chatted, but, you know, just a little here and there. What's been going on? What's the haps? It's the summertime. We're loving it.
It is, man. Summer's in full swing, and we spent our last weekend just outside in loving the backyard. We had time in the pool and got a little ride-on toy for my son, and he learned how to actually, is like the first thing he's ever like really steered or.
Oh, nice!
It's kind of self-propelled, battery operated. So
gotta love those kids. Love those things.
They do. They get a feeling of independence. He told me he was gonna drive it. He calls Walmart.com. He said he was gonna drive it up to .com.
That'd be awesome.
And he said, you know, instead of saying I'm gonna take it, he said I'm gonna go buybuy.com. And I was like,
that's amazing. I wonder how far he would really go until he was like, I'm not riding this thing to .com.
He didn't get out the fence. He didn't make it through the gate.
I love it. Pretending is the greatest. I know you had mentioned last I had spoken to you that you were going to pack up the car with the family and head out to one of the amazing drive-ins that we have in the area. How was that? Did you make it?
First of all, Pennsylvania is known for the drive-in theaters. There are not a ton of them left in the nation, but we do have a couple really good ones here in Pennsylvania. And we went probably four or five times last summer, and
wow.
I have not broken the ice yet this year.
So you put the brakes on the first trip.
I bought a Groupon, and when I was presenting the idea to the family, the kids were hesitant on the idea, and I didn't want to, you know, force it. I want it to be enjoyable for everybody. So I kind of backed off on it. But, you know, I was talking to my wife, and she said, what I'd really like to do is get one of those projectors and make our backyard into a drive-in theater.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I've actually been on that same train. I've been looking at some of these like mini projectors. You just plug your phone into them, and boom, it's like you got instant movie theater kind of operation set up, which, you know, from what I've looked into them, if you take them camping when everyone's trying to lay down for the night in the tent, you can project right on. And the tent we have is the walls are white, so it's like perfect for projection. But yeah, I've looked into them. I mean, they're not really that expensive, and the quality is pretty nice, I must say.
Yeah, it's amazing that they can project from, it's like 10 rows back to where the concession stand is up at Skyview, and the picture is, you know, HD. It's perfect quality.
Yeah, it's tough to think about high definition quality when it's coming out of a projector. My brother in his basement has a full theater set up, and it's projector, but the quality of the image is top notch. I mean, second to none. I mean, it's just like being at the movie theater. And I always have those thoughts too. I think, you know, how can a projector make things so high quality or so lifelike?
Right.
And I was thinking to myself recently when I was looking into these things right along those paths, I was like, wow, these projectors. And then a thought came into my head, and I started to think about this project that's been in work for our government for a long time. You ever heard of Project Bluebeam?
I've heard of Project Bluebeam, yeah.
Yeah, Project Bluebeam is, it's probably, in my opinion, I mean, now, of course, if you were to ask any high-ranking government official, he'd probably tell you it doesn't exist, but they have used it in certain ways before to try and fool people. But just let me give you a little breakdown of, if you haven't heard of Project Bluebeam or you're not really familiar with what it is they're doing, here we go. Project Bluebeam is a highly controversial theory. It was originally proposed by a Canadian journalist, Serge Manast, in 1994. It holds that of the New World Order will use advanced holographic technology in order to create a false flag alien invasion and or worldwide religious awakening in order to achieve servitude by the masses and acceptance of a one-world government and religion, possibly to depopulate the Earth.
This one seems so big. It seems like it's not even just the American government. It seems to me like it's the elite core of the entire Earth.
It's like the top 1% of the top 1%. So it's these unacknowledged special access projects that, you know, it's probably a group of people from the United States, probably a group of people from Russia and China and all the big contributors of the world in trade that monopolize all the oil and electricity and water and whatever thing that they can sell to us in tax that we basically need for our day to day. What I've come across when I've started to delve deeper into Project Bluebeam is the implementation of it in a whole. And what I found is there are supposedly four parts to the implementation of Project Bluebeam, and the stages go as follow. They want to start off with the dissolution of major religions due to archaeological discoveries disproving them. After that, they want to move on with a holographic space show in which deities and aliens appear as overlords. It's not clear how these two would coexist, though. And then they even take it a step further. They go in with a telepathic electronic two-way communication via ELF, standing for extra low frequency, or VLF, very low frequency, and also LF, low frequency waves, whereby people would think that they are being spoken to by the new true God or extraterrestrial overlords, if you will. And then they want the use of a worldwide microchip to fabricate horrifying supernatural events that will make people desperate for the new world order. So I wanted to break down the four major parts that intertwine with Project Bluebeam in their efforts to roll out this big false flag that, you know, a lot say are planned for maybe even the near future. I don't know if anybody that's listening has seen the documentary by Dr. Stephen Greer called Unacknowledged, but they cover this false flag pretty in depth in that movie. And during that documentary, they bring up a man by the name of Dr. Van Brown. Dr. Van Brown, I think it is, or Von Brown. Von Brown, right. And he was a Nazi that was a collaborator with Hitler, and he was making the first atom bombs and things of that nature, and they were even trying to create their own extraterrestrial crafts. Some say that Hitler had some inside information working hand-in-hand with some extraterrestrials. But anyway, after the war, instead of Van Braun being sentenced to jail for life or even death for his role as a Nazi, of course, the American government got their clutches into him. And not just the American government, the deep black project government. And they wanted him to come work for him or for us, the U.S., in creating the future of nuclear weapons. And obviously, he did that because, you know, we've tested him out in Nevada. We dropped him on Hiroshima. And, well, what happened was, is just as many could have take place in their life, when you start getting older and you are looking death in the eye, you start to think back of all the bad things you've did in your life. And on his deathbed, he was professing to this lady who had a part in the documentary, and she said that he told her on his deathbed, that in fact everything that the government has set in place for the next 50 years is just going to be a fabricated lie. He said they're going to claim that there is a terrorist organization that we need to take out, so we need to head into the Middle East and take care of this terror threat, and that once that was achieved and we were able to just basically get all the oil, that the next conflict was going to be third world countries, and they're going to be the new threat, aka North Korea. And he said the final card that they're going to play is going to be the alien card, the extraterrestrial card, and that it's going to be a threat from outer space that we need to join together as a people to conquer. And he just flat out said, it's all a lie. So we're talking about Project Bluebeam tonight, and we're also going to be intertwining what their sole purpose is with creating humongous false flags, whether it's going to be a staged alien attack, or if it's going to be to make people think that their God has appeared to them and is speaking to them either telepathically or out loud to the masses. So that's what I was covering with the four steps in the implementation of Project Bluebeam. Cover one more part before we break down these four intricate parts of Project Bluebeam and what they want to achieve. Project Bluebeam and HAARP, HAARP. Some proponents of Project Bluebeam say it is a standard op infused by advanced technologies being developed by HAARP. These proponents say there is already evidence of a covert operative military group called the First Battalion, which may have already created holographic simulations of UFOs combined with LRAD, that is capital L-R-A-D, induced auditorial projections known as holosonic sound beams. They say the technology to pull off this humongous hallucination already exists. So this is what we're going to be discussing in great length tonight. And to me, it just seems like craziness. But I love this type of material, but it just seems like, wow, they'll stop at nothing to take over the world, basically.
Yeah, the ultimate goal is control. And, you know, the government is put fear in everyone for years. They've executed the divide and conquer mindset, and they've kept everyone in fear, which has kept everyone under control and made millions of worker ants. Now they're going to try and take it one step further to create a new world order and one unified workforce out of an entire class of slave labor, while just the very elite get to be the management.
Sure.
Where they get to control the entire world. So they're going to use these new this false flag project and these steps to implement Project Bluebeam, and we'll talk about them in depth here, but it's just for that simple reason. And it's the same reason that is always plagued every government or every controlling body, is, you know, how do we control more? How do we control more people? How do we get more people under our control? And if they could get one government and one world people, the way to do that would be to have a being come from a different world to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, as sick as it all sounds, I mean, if you're an evil genius, I mean, this seems like would be, you know, your grade A number one way of getting control of the entire population. Because if you think about different false flags, you know, 9/11 for one reason, we won't go too much into that, but they did whatever they had to do so that we could go over into the Middle East and take the oil. I mean, as crazy as that sounds, and we had thousands of troops over there, and we've had we lost so many of our soldiers, but saying that, there's a lot of people that are still over here in mainland USA who are so far removed from that. Granted, we see it on the news and our hearts bleed for the families of the lost soldiers, but it still doesn't really impact a lot of people on, you know, so many different levels. So they're like, okay, well, how can we basically fearmonger everybody? Because there is no war going on in mainland USA or other countries. So let's create this alien force that's coming so that we can, quote unquote, unite everybody. But it's not necessarily to unite everybody for good. It's to unite everybody for their agenda of world dominance. And I have to say, the information that I've seen, and I've actually seen a couple of video presentations that were done with the same technology that using Project Bluebeam, and 99.9% of the population, if they saw these alien craft being projected by this high quality projector, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between that and standing beside a vehicle in the middle of the street. It is that good of technology. And in the documentary Unacknowledged, one of the insiders that worked with one of these black ops, he showed a couple of pictures of the actual craft that they would use during this operation, and it's petrifying to say the least. I mean, if you saw this floating, hovering close to you, yeah, of course it would create humongous panic. And, of course, yeah, they want to have a new world order, government, this, that, and the other thing. And basically, and they want to control the population, too. So these quote-unquote alien beings from these projectors, they're going to show people being abducted. They're going to be showing people being killed using technologies that nobody here on Earth has ever seen. And unless you're aware of what Project Bluebeam is and what our covert government is trying to plan, you're going to fall victim to this, and it's exactly what they want.
And it goes back to what your eyes are seeing. You can hear about something on the news, but when it's your eyes that are seeing it and you're hearing it firsthand, it's like, there's
seeing
not even a question.
Believing.
Yeah, there's not even a question in your mind that this is real, because you're experiencing it firsthand. It's real to you.
Yeah, and not only are they going to fool your eyes and your mind with these holograms that you can see, they're also going to be using technologies that either make you think that these alien entities are communicating with you through telepathy or communicating to masses just by, you know, out loud intercom or anything of that nature. I think since we broke down the 4-part implementation of Project Bluebeam, let's go a little bit deeper and see if we can break down each of these steps and explain exactly what these.
What's the first step?
Okay. Well, before I read the first step, I'm gonna just give a little background on some of the issues before we get into the first step. So the infamous NASA Bluebeam project has 4 different steps in order to implement the New Age religion with the Antichrist as its head, is what they say. We must remember that the New Age religion is the very foundation for the New World Government. Without which religion the dictatorship of the New World Order is completely impossible. Without a universal belief in the New Age religion, the success of the New World Order would be impossible. I say it again, I repeat, that's how important this is to know. That is why the Bluebeam Project is so important to them, but has been so well hidden until now. The first step. The first step in Project Bluebeam concerns the breakdown of all archaeological knowledge. Basically, it deals with the setup with artificially created earthquakes at certain precise locations on the planet where supposedly new discoveries will finally explain to all people that the error of all fundamental religious doctrines. The falsification of this information, though, will be used to make all nations believe that their religious doctrines have been misunderstood for centuries and misinterpreted. Psychological preparations for the first step have already been implemented in so many ways. I mean, if you think about the movie industry, 2001, A Space Odyssey, the Star Trek series, Star Wars, all of them which deal with invasions from space and the coming together of all nations to repel the invaders. And the last films, the Jurassic Park, deals with theories of evolution and claim God's words are lies, basically. So that's, I mean, they're trying to project that into Hollywood. They're trying to get us ready for, you know, the big charade. But what's important to understand in the first step is that those earthquakes will hit at different parts of the world where scientific and archaeological teachings have indicated that arcane mysteries have been buried. By those types of earthquakes, it'll be possible for scientists to rediscover those arcane mysteries, which will be used to discredit all the fundamental religious doctrines. And that is the first preparation for the plan for humanity, because what they want to do is destroy the beliefs of all Christians and Muslims on the planet. To do that, they need some false proof from the far past that will prove to all nations that the religions have all been misinterpreted and misunderstood. Which, that's craziness.
It is. So step one is going to make you feel like your religion was not the religion that is important. Like, there's going to be proof of, it's going to look like there's ancient proof that's been buried in the earth for millions of years that proves that there is a God that's
better. The one true God over all religions. So that Christians and Muslims and Jewish religion are all just fabricated just to...
They're going to get you to turn your back on your religion.
Right. And if you think about it, everything that these people were trying to do is just based out of evil. So if they're not going to want you to follow this for a true, loving, and all-knowing God, well, then it's got to go a complete 180, and it's most likely going to be some type of satanic rituals and beliefs, because again, they want you to follow along with their agenda, and what they're doing is already evil, so why wouldn't it be some type of evil overlord type of false flag God? But I mean, that's why it's important for us to cover this topic, for those that have never heard of Project Bluebeam, or for those who are unfamiliar with the teachings of Dr. Stephen Greer, or have never seen any type of YouTube videos covering this type of ridiculousness that these evil ones want to pass off as the truth. And what they were also saying with the earthquakes is, not only are they going to disprove, quote unquote, that all of our religious beliefs as a species are wrong, that these earthquakes are going to jar loose, like, I don't know, under the temples in Mexico and maybe the pyramids in Giza, that brings up some extraterrestrial artifacts proving that all of man-made religions are a fallacy. So it's pretty twisted, and it's pretty crazy. But if you think about the fact that they have the technology to pull it off, it's really, really scary.
It is, and there's in the past we've had horrible tragedies throughout the world. We had the Holocaust and you brought up Hitler before,
right?
But the people made it through. There was millions of Jews exterminated, and there were survivors of the camps, and they said that hope is what carried them through, and the belief of religion. So for a program like this to, step one is to get the people to separate from their religion and abandon that deep-rooted hope and fall for this false deity. That's sinister, man.
It really is. And I'm sure they have all kinds of steps. Well, they talked about all the different types of abductions that they'll fake, and killing people with advanced technologies. And that just takes it another step further, because obviously they're going to face some adversity because, well, I as myself, as a Christian man, I don't think that there's anything that could happen, even as crazy and I don't want to use the word brilliant, but it had to have taken brilliant minds to create Project Bluebeam. But I'm a firm believer in my God and my relationship with Him. So not only myself, there's going to be a crusade that's obviously going to want to challenge and fight these people back. And I just hope that it turns out like a lot of Hollywood movies portray, that good always wins. But you know what? If you have faith in your God and your religion, there's nothing stopping anyone from saying that, we will prevail against this dark force.
And I don't want to skip too far ahead, but one of the ways that they're going to get the non-believers out of the picture is in step three. We'll save that for step three.
Right. Let me dive into the second step, and then we'll get moving right along so we can cover all that interesting information. The second step involves a gigantic space show with three-dimensional optical holograms and sounds, laser projection of multiple holographic images to different parts of the world, each receiving a different image according to predominating regional, national religious faith. The new quote-unquote God's voice will be speaking in all languages. In order to understand that, we must study various Secret Service research done in the last 25 years. Now get a load of this. The Soviets have perfected an advanced computer, even exported them, and fed them with the minute physio-psychological particulars based on their studies of the anatomy and the electromechanical composition of the human body, and the studies of electrical, chemical, and biological properties of the human brain.
Crazy.
It really is. These computers were fed as well with the languages of all human cultures and their meanings. The dialects of all cultures have been fed into the computers from satellite transmissions. The Soviets began to feed the computers with objective programs like the ones of the New Messiah. It also seems that the Soviets, or the New World Order people, have resorted to suicidal methods with human society by allocating electronic wavelengths for every person in every society and culture to induce suicidal thoughts. If the person doesn't comply with the dictatorship of the New World Order,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
they got a beam that'll make you commit suicide.
Yeah, because this beam that was loaded into these super mega smart computers, not only are you seeing these crazy images in front of your eyes, they're beaming information in your language, in your dialect, into your head of I guess, this evil new god who, if they think that you're not compliant with their agenda, these voices are going to be telling you, well, then you should just kill yourself. And obviously, it's, you know, as far as our government does, they test everything. I'm sure that this has been tested. I'm sure that it has worked. Well, there was a program a long time ago. I won't go into depth because we might cover it on another podcast, but MK Ultra, where they actually used that type of technology, making people have these thoughts, having people think that they were being communicated with extraterrestrials or evil entities. And some of these people went nuts. Some of these people killed themselves, and some of these people are still alive today to tell the story, but they're not all there. And even if they were to, you know, speak at a conference, they may seem that they've got it all together, but I'm sure they've got some deep-rooted issues because of these technologies that they're using to run their crazy evil agenda.
Yeah, they don't care if they're going to scramble somebody's brain.
No, they don't care at all. They don't care at all. And to go a little bit further, there's two different aspects of step two. The first is the space show, and where does the space show come from? Well, basically, Project Bluebeam is going to be more or less a satellite that, you know, flies around the Earth. I'm sure they're going to have more than one, but it also did say that it can project multiple images at once, but I'm sure there'll be more than one, and it'll be from outside our atmosphere. So when we were talking about how impressed we were with the drive-ins from 10 rows back being able to do show HD, this is coming from outside of our atmosphere, and these images are as real as the chair we're sitting in, or they look that way, and as real as the table that I have my hands upon right now.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
I don't either. And the space show, the holographic images, will be used in simulation of the ending, during which all nations will be shown scenes which will be the fulfillment, that which they desire to verify the prophecies and adversary events. They will be projected from satellites onto the sodium layer about 60 miles above the Earth. We see tests every once in a while, but they're called UFOs, flying saucers. The result of these deliberately staged events will be to show the world the new quote-unquote Christ, or the new Messiah, for the immediate implementation of the new world religion. And enough truth will be upon an unsuspecting world to hook them into the lie. Even the most learned, they say, will be deceived. The project has perfected the ability for some device to lift up an enormous number of people. Now, here we go is what we were talking about with the stage abductions. Lift up a number of people, as in the rapture, and whisk the entire group into Never Never Land. We see tests of this device in abduction of humans by those mysterious little alien greys who snatch people out of their beds and through windows and into waiting motherships, which is an interesting point because there's been a lot of research done on, you know, granted, people will say that they've seen UFOs and, you know, there's no doubt that they have, but they might not be of extraterrestrial origin. That, of course, I mean, we've had alien craft as far back as 1947. There's research that stated we perfected anti-gravity as early as 1950. And, of course, we back-engineered our own alien spacecraft. And these people in this government have used these to stage abductions. There was a prince. I think his last name was Lichtenstein, but he was on board during the Clinton administration. He wanted to talk to Bill Clinton about fully disclosing everything that we have on the UFO subject. Well, what he says happened to him one night during, he was traveling in a limousine, full motorcade. So full security, just like you imagine the President of the United States rolling down the street. Well, Prince Lichtenstein was abducted out of the motorcade buy one of these UFOs and these simulated to look like aliens basically threatened him and said, if you go forward with trying to lift the veil of secrecy on UFOs and the technologies, we'll be back. We'll kill you. We'll kill your family. We'll kill anyone that has anything to do with this. And Lichtenstein went to Clinton and basically said, I'm out, told him of his experience, and they were able to pull that off, abduct him from his motorcade without anybody in the motorcade even realizing that he was gone. I don't know if they hypnotized them or whatever, but if they can do that, they can sure deceive the masses with Project Bluebeam.
Right. It could be mass hypnosis. They could have hypnotized the prince and then had a trigger where he was inside his motorcade the whole time.
Sure.
And they just triggered that to occur at that time. There's endless possibilities of what could happen, you know, with something that controls your mind.
Sure. If anyone was a huge fan of the X-Files, such as myself, when Scully used to be abducted, she thought, you know, for a while that she was being abducted by aliens. And then, you know, as her memory was starting to come back around, she was thinking back to these times and she could think of certain government officials and she was seeing them in some of these briefings. And she started to realize that it wasn't actually aliens that did it. It was actually our government that is pulling off these abductions and scaring people to think that they're really aliens. So there again, there's another show showing you a little inside to what could happen here in the future. And they do these shows and these movies to try and either scare us or desensitize us to it so that when it really happens, everyone's just like, oh my gosh.
People just fall in line. They'll have their happy little lambs because it's something that's already been thought in your mind. You've already thought those thoughts before. So it will be comforting or, you know, natural. It would be a human thing for you to do to just know how the story is going to end.
Right, exactly. And who knows with this one if it's going to be a happy ending or not. But So with so many of us having this knowledge now through all different types of internet resources and our podcast, I want to try and discuss what would happen maybe if there's a little bit of resistance to, or people that are like, this is bogus. The calculated resistance to the universal religion and the new Messiah and the ensuing holy wars will result in the loss of human life on a scale never imagined before in all of human history. The Blue Beam Project will pretend to be the universal fulfillment of prophecies of old as a major event that, which occurred 2,000 years ago. In principle, it'll make us, it'll make use of the skies as movie screen on the sodium layer, like we discussed, as a space-based laser-generating satellite projects simultaneous images to the four corners of the planet in every language dialect according to the religion. It deals with the religious aspect of the New World Order and the deception and the seduction on a massive scale. Computers will coordinate the satellites and software already in place and will run the sky show. And if you're a non-believer and you're trying to shut these people down, well, they got the laser beams in place, too. They're just going to dial in your number, hit you with this laser beam, and you no longer exist. But I want to talk a little bit about the holographic images and the basis of them. The holographic images are nearly identical signals combining to produce an image or hologram with deep perspective, which is equally applicable to acoustic, and here we go with some of the definitions we gave you at the beginning, ELF, VLF, and LF, waves and optical phenomena. Specifically, the show will consist of multiple hologram images to different parts of the world, each receiving different image according to the specific national and regional religion. Not a single area will be excluded, with computer animation and sounds appearing to emanate from the very depths of space, space, astonished followers of the various creeds will witness their own returned Messiah in convincing lifelike reality. Then the projections of Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Krishna, etc. will merge into one after correct explanations of the mysteries and revelations will be disclosed. This one God will, in fact, be the Antichrist, who will explain the various scriptures have been misunderstood and misinterpreted, and that the religions of old are responsible for turning brother against brother and nation against nation. Therefore, old religions must be abolished to make way for the new age, new world religion representing the one God Antichrist they see before them. What a spectacle that would be, because they're going to be showing everybody's God that they believe, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, the Krishnas, they're all going to be speaking to the world, and then they're just going to, I guess that projection is going to merge into one image, which is going to be this false deity. That would be absolutely petrifying.
It would be disorienting. You know, if there was a, like, if, you know how we were discussing, what was the space movie with the sphere and the ball dropped through it?
Oh, right.
Contact?
Contact, yep.
You know how when she's traveling through hyperspace and the deity like is like talking, was that her, it came to her as her dad?
Correct.
So it was like a really comforting feeling for her.
Right.
So imagine if, you know, our gods all came to us and then somehow transformed or spoke to us, and then we were able to discover that the wars that we've been fighting were over these gods and these religions, and that there was actually a higher power that made us all united and feel so comforted. It would be petrifying.
Yeah, it would. I mean, imagine on the scale of you know, not only followers of your particular god, but think about the people that have dedicated their entire lives, such as priests and nuns and various religious organizations, monks, and well, the Pope. I mean, unless, you know, and I don't want to say this, but I feel like I should, unless he was let in on the big secret, but which you never know. I mean, I'm not slamming the Pope, but I'm just saying you never know. Could you imagine that you're just like, oh my gosh, everything that I've been taught, it would be like growing up and you're in your 40s and someone said, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, your mom and dad, no, they're not your mom and dad. They were just stand-ins to see how they would raise you, and here you go, here's your new mom and dad. It would cripple you intellectually, emotionally, in every facet of your life, just as this would. But that's what they want, because it's almost like what they do in the military. You know, they break you down so that they can lift you back up, but these people are trying to break you down so that they lift you up into an evil organization.
And they're not fighting fair either. They're using everything they can. They're using these visual effects that seem amazingly real, but are actually just computer simulations. We'll get into the step three here with the LRAD beams that are just going to make you feel and think like this is actually happening, and that there is now 7 billion new believers in a deity, in a false deity that would actually, it could be an alien overlord. That is just on a different level. They could be spraying drugs that would make you feel like you are hypnotized. There's so much that
make you feel euphoric,
right? That, yeah, they are not fighting fair.
Yeah, the way that they're fighting for the control of the earth is basically, it would basically have Pixar being like, oh my god, that's the best thing ever. It would be like comparing Pong from the 1970s to Xbox or PlayStation now. I mean, there's just no comparison.
It would be so real that you wouldn't know it's not real.
Exactly. But the one thing that I that I would hope is that, and this is my belief, that true extraterrestrial deities and beings, I mean, if they really wanted to do us harm, I think that they would have done it by now. I think that they are looking over, first and foremost, the Earth, but I think that they know that the Earth does have some evil people in it, but not all the people on Earth are evil. And what I'm getting at is, since they are, you know, watching us from a distance, I would hope that maybe they would see this kind of BS going on and then really come down and be like, this was all fabricated, and expose the government, and then start to share with us, you know, the real technologies and what's really going on in the world. But that would be my hope. But Steve mentioned step three and the intricacies of that. So let's take a look at that. The advancement of techniques that could propel us toward the third step in the Blue Beam project that goes along with telepathic and electronically augmented two-way communication, where ELF, VLF, and LF waves will reach each person from within his or her own mind, convincing each of them that their own God is speaking to them from the very depths of their own soul. Such rays from satellites are fed from the memories of computers that have stored massive data about every human on Earth and their languages. The rays will then interlace with their natural thinking to form what we call diffuse artificial thought. The kind of technology goes into the 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s research where the human brain has been compared to a computer. The information is fed in, processed, integrated, and then a response is formulated and acted upon. Mind controllers manipulate information the same way a computer for grammar manipulates information. In January of 1991, the University of Arizona hosted a conference called the NATO Advanced Research Workshop on Current and Emergent Phenomena in Biomolecular Systems. What does that mean exactly? It means this. We refer to one paper that was delivered at the conference, which stands out for its different attitude towards the development under discussion at that time. It was, in effect, a protest and chilling warning to the attending scientists about the potential abuse of their research findings. The findings, of course, stated that the United States has already developed communications equipment which can make the blind see, the deaf hear, and the lame walk. It can relieve the terminally ill from pain without the use of drugs or surgery. And I'm not talking about science fiction. A man might retain the use of his faculties right up to the moment of his death. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And you know what? That's as crazy as that isn't the first time that I came across that information. I don't remember what documentary it was, because I watched so many on all this different phenomena, but one of the men that was speaking in this documentary that had firsthand knowledge, because he worked in one of our underground facilities run by our Black Budget, and he said he's actually seen these technologies in work. One of their head scientists that was developing who knows what, but something that they really needed, had become terminally ill with cancer. One of the technologies that they either back engineered or were given to by alien entities was basically something that looked like a hair dryer. They laid you down on a slab and they pulled a trigger like device on this hair dryer looking thing, and beams of light came out. They shined it all over your body, and then you were cured.
I love it.
I love it too. But then they went on to say that people in these operations have been implanted all over the earth to stop these technologies from coming out, such as the pharmaceutical companies lobbying to government. We don't want this because now we don't have chemotherapy and we're not making all the money on drugs. They said in Unacknowledged that we are 100 years behind in technology than where we would be if from the time of the Roswell crash to now, if they would have released their findings and the technology from these extraterrestrial craft. 100 years we've missed out on. Could you imagine what the there would be no poverty, there would be no hunger, there would be no use for, or there would be no need for like electronic wires to run the electric in our homes. There would be no need for fossil fuels. They said even the way we would construct buildings now would be the way we do it now would be like comparing a kindergartner to an astrophysicist. And everything would be powered by a little box that sits on your table and you never have to pay for your electricity and this and that. But that's the big aha. Why not? Well, who gains from this? The big government and the people that lobby, the people that own the oil fields and who own the poppy fields and the drugs and who owns the control of the water, and they bill you for this and they bill you for that. If they're going to look at to lose trillions of dollars, they don't care if people die. And that at itself is the root of all evil right there.
It's true, man.
So let me see. I think I stopped in the middle of reading some just because it blew my mind. Let's just see. The communication equipment depends upon a completely new way of looking at the human brain and the neuromuscular systems and radiation pulses at ultra-low frequencies. Some of this equipment is now operational within the CIA and the FBI. It will never be used to make the blind see, the deaf hear, and the lame walk, because it is central to the domestic political agenda and the foreign policy of George Bush and his puppet masters of the New World Order. Now, you know what? I didn't even look over that part of the information while we were researching this topic, but it basically just summed up what we had just said.
Yep.
That they won't. They won't bring this out. Domestically, the new communications equipment is being used to torture and murder people who match profiles imagined to be able to screen and given population for terrorists, to torture and murder citizens who belong to organizations which promote tolerance and peace and development in Central America, to torture and murder citizens who belong to organizations who oppose the development and deployment of nuclear weapons, and to create a race of slave cult auto maidens, or what is popularly called the Manchurian candidates. Aren't these people just delightful? So instead of using all this stuff for good, they're like, well, if we could heal people, obviously we can torture and kill people. Well, who are we going to torture and kill? Anyone that doesn't agree with us.
I bet we could use this thing to shoot in people's minds exactly what we want them to think.
Right, exactly. So it just irritates me. Now, an overseas experimentation is taking place on hostages held by the United States and Canada, Great Britain, Australia, Germany, Finland, and France. Additionally, there has been a long series of bizarre suicides among British computer scientists, all of whom had had some connection to the United States Navy. What it is possible to ask before such psychology of terror in this, would any government, corporation, psychiatrist willfully promote such horror today? Well, of course, the answer is obviously yes.
Yes.
Government agencies and the corporations that work with them toward New World Order are prepared to promote anything that will help them achieve their objective of total social control. As for the question of why, for one thing, if you terrify the public and make them fear for their safety, they will allow you to do anything. They'll allow you to implement draconian law enforcement practices, disarm them, and keep extensive records on them. And they only have to tell you that it's all to protect you. Of course, that's what they're going to say. And I don't like, but the line in here where it says, if you terrify the public and make them fear, it makes me think of Point Break, where he's like, fear through superior firepower. You get them peeing down their leg and they submit. which is absolutely correct. Let's see what else. I'm going to just go a little bit. Secondly, it promotes the decay of the present democratic forms of the political systems and leads societies to search for alternative methods of political ideology. Of course, the alternative has already been planned. It is called the New World Order, and it will not have your safety or interest at heart. As George Bush said, read my lips. Fear has always been used by the powerful elite to control and subjugate the masses. The old maximum, divide and conquer, is being played out to the limit worldwide to ensure that everyone is frightened for their personal safety and to be suspicious of everyone else. This, too, is mind control. So, it you know, I'm speechless at this point, which doesn't happen too often, but... Wow, is this a project that is just is on a different level? And you know, if you research Project Bluebeam, I mean, you can see videos where this technology is being used. Now, it's not being used on the scale of what we've been discussing, but they got a there was a party that somebody was throwing, and somebody that had access to this technology to impress their guests. They had everyone gather in this room. And there's a video on YouTube, and you can check it out. And everyone gathers in this room, and then they turn it on, and it makes it look like the whole room turned into, like, the ocean. And then you see, like, these whales jumping and landing, and these huge splashes are going over the crowd. And it's convincing. I mean, it looks like you're sitting inside SeaWorld watching some of this stuff. And it's just absolutely crazy. But of course, instead of using it for good and for entertainment, they're gonna try because they weren't able to reel us in with all the terrorists. They weren't able to reel us in or convince us that North Korea can do anything to us. So what can we really do to scare the bejeebers out of everybody? Well, we're gonna do this alien threat, and they've been implementing. They've been planning and waiting for the right time to do this. Since I think it's been in the last 70 years that they've been planning this, and they said that the right time just hasn't come yet to roll out this program, and
they just haven't had the technology, and now
now they do, and I think that our time is running out, because according to Von Braun, that all the different steps. Oh, and then they're going to identify the terrorists, and then it's going to be the third world. The third world country has been identified now as North Korea, and if nothing happens there to make everybody quote unquote submit, it's time to play the final card. But we're giving you the information. You don't have to take our word for it. We have researched this heavily and in depth, and there seems to be a lot of people that know of this. Aren't on board with it, and they want to inform the masses. If you want to look into it further, I highly recommend you can go out to iTunes or Google Play and find the documentary Unacknowledged, and you can have it explained perfectly to you. So, but not quite done yet, though. But I just wanted to let you know where you could research some of this on your own. Now, the fourth and final step in their implementation in this humongous hoax is going to be, and you've probably heard of this term before, RFID chips. So what their goal is they're going to come at us with a plan that they're going to make it sound like this is the most greatest thing since sliced bread. They're going to start to opening clinics where anybody that wants to can come. At first, it's going to be on a voluntary basis. Come in here. We're just going to give you a little injection, and we're going to place this RFID chip, which is just a little microchip, under your skin. What they're going to tell you, and they've already started doing it to some people in Australia, what they're going to tell you is, oh, well, now you don't got to carry your wallet anymore, because all your cash will be digital currency, and you don't have to carry your driver's license or anything, because everything will be on this file. Your medical history will be on this card in case you're in an accident. All I got to do is scan the RFID chip. You go to the grocery store, you just scan your whatever part of your body that has this chip, and now it's paid for.
You don't need to have your keys anymore.
No.
You just thumb your print and scan your chip and open right. any door that you have clearance to.
Yep. You put your chip up to the side of your steering wheel and the car starts, and they're gonna say, oh, well, this is so great because now you're going to be protected in so many different ways. No one can steal your car and this and that. Well, I'd be afraid that now people are going to get their arms cut off and stuff like that. But ultimately, the reason behind the RFID chips is so that they can track you. So that they can track you and that they can control you. Because if you have this RFID chip and all of a sudden there's this great resistance, well, not only are they going to be able to locate this resistance, just one by one, they're going to just start shutting off your RFID chip. So now you have no access to money. You have no access to a vehicle. You have no access to your home. You have no access to anything. So now you have no access. So who do you have to turn to? You have to turn back to the New World Order in order to be fed or sheltered or transported or anything that you would need. But you know what? If when this rolls out RFID, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it because it can also be traced back to the Bible, where they talk about a false deity or a false god that is going to try and come before us, and he's going to provide us with the mark of the beast. And if you look into it, well, they were talking about they want this new god for everybody. And what would the mark of the beast be here? Well, it'd be these RFID chips. And that's what I think about those RFID chips. And I watched an interview with a gentleman who was really good friends with the Rockefellers, and one of the Rockefellers was telling him about 8 months before 9/11, he was telling him, he's like, in the next year, there's going to be a huge event. He said, I can't tell you what the event's going to be, but it's going to get us into Iraq so that our families can have access to all of the oil. And he didn't really pay it too much mind. He was like, but 8 months went by, and then 9/11 happened, and ultimately, of course, we went over to the Middle East, and we were getting all the oil. But he said after he told him that, he said, but what we're going to do after that is we're going to roll out a program, and we're going to put chips in everybody so that we can control what they do, what they say, where they go, how they spend their money, and every facet of their life. And this gentleman was blown away because after he saw the 9/11 take place and that was true, he was really starting to fear that everything that they say is going to happen is going to happen. And all we can do is educate ourselves and know that all of these things are lies and fallacies and not go along with this agenda.
Right. I think that... in that final stage when in Project Bluebeam, where the diocese has been presented and there's, you know, a worldwide amount of new believers, and then they just start to create huge catastrophes and make the illusion that that this new God is going to save you. And then once you feel like you're being threatened, but this new God has brought you through that catastrophe, then you're solidly in on this whole plan.
Right. And everyone just needs to keep in mind that this new entity didn't save us from anything, because all they did was create this. And it's just all one big illusion and fallacy. And it's important that a lot of people have this information that, you know, this is a tactic. As crazy as it might sound, I don't put anything past any of the 1% of the 1% of what they're capable of doing to get ultimate power. And I just have to hope that in the end, good prevails, as Hollywood usually portrays.
There's always going to be a rebellion. There's always going to be a pack of resistance. So the more people that are aware of something that might happen, the more people can be part of that.
Well said. So if you want to team up with Subtle Beast as part of our rebellion, we'll be happy to have you. I think that's all I have on this topic. Steve, do you have anything you'd like to add? Or
no, the listeners have been doing great on Facebook. I want everybody to continue to post up what your ideas are on our topics. Continue to share our podcast with all of your friends and your family. If you know somebody that's making a drive every day, turn them on to Subtle Beast Podcast.
Absolutely.
We can be found on Podbean. We can be found on Apple Podcasts. We can be found on Google Play. And let's keep this one going, man. Put your comments up.
Yep. Let's hear what you have to say. If you've heard of this topic before, share what you know. If you're unfamiliar with us, let us know what you think. Is this just a bunch of malarkey, or do you really believe that all the government powers could come together and put something like this together, as terrifying as it may sound? And like Steve said, share on with your friends. Let's keep this topic going. Let's keep the ways of communication open. And thank you all for listening. And until next time, I'm Foltz.
And I'm Steve.
And we'll see you next time. Take care of one another. Bye-bye.